Talking with Martha Crombie today, and we're CJMQ, and today we're going to be talking about the launch of CDEC ESN, that's the CDEC Entrepreneur Support Network.
That's right.
Now, could you tell us a bit about this?
Sure, yes. A couple of years ago, the CDEC was doing work with arts entrepreneurs to help artists. Many people are entrepreneurs in many different fields. And artists seem to be one of the groups that was most lacking in entrepreneurial skills. And many of our English-speaking entrepreneurs are one-woman or one-man shows. They're freelance or they work alone. They have a passion, but they don't necessarily have a lot of business experience. They might be missing bits and pieces in different aspects of their business. So we really set out to help entrepreneurs to fill in some of the missing gaps. Sometimes it was just sharing information. Sometimes it was providing trainings, and sometimes it was networking with other entrepreneurs. So what we set out with the launch of the calendar this year is to meet all of those goals and have an activity, at least one activity every month. We have them set up until April 2011, and we intend to provide a couple of networking activities. One of them is this launch of our calendar. The launch of the calendar is going to be held in two locations this year.
Right.
Previously, we have worked mostly in the Knowlton area, so we'll be introducing the activity also in the Sherbrooke area.
Good.
So there'll be two of them next week, and then we'll get a chance to talk about the different activities happening monthly over the course of the year.
Okay, I don't think many people really think of artists as being entrepreneurs, but it's so true and important to be able to manage the business aspect.
It is. I mean, if we think about some of the classic entrepreneurs, I mean, farmers are entrepreneurs. They're out there on their own, but they don't have the image of the entrepreneur we have in our head is not necessarily a farmer or an artist. The word entreprendre in French is, you know, to carry out with your own hands, you know, take it in your own hands. So it's people who take initiative to move projects forward and take on often many of the aspects, in this case, of businesses on their own. So yeah, arts entrepreneurs are a bit left out in the cold, and often their strength is really on a spectrum of left to right, really far from the business end of skills. So where we began was really with supporting artist entrepreneurs, and the more entrepreneurs I spoke to, they said, well, heck, these subjects are really interesting for any type of entrepreneur. So we sort of merged. We had two little networks going, and we brought them together. And this year, it's funny, we're coming back to our arts offering because at the time when we carried out the first workshops in the Knowlton area, we didn't have it built into our plan. We didn't have the resources to share it with the rest of the townships. So this year, we'll be bringing back one of the resources we worked with at that time, Krista Fairchild, and we'll be delivering some of her workshops to the sort of East End townshipers, if you like.
Okay, so you definitely cover the townships then, and there are a lot of artists in the townships.
There are very. In fact, that's where our the impetus started for the networking. We was a known entity. We knew we had an abundance of artists, artist entrepreneurs that were very loosely networked, if not networked at all, and probably not tied into any sort of business training or skills development. So,
because the townships is quite vast. It's all over the area.
It is fast, and people are really spread out and you know, into their smaller communities. So we're hoping to see if there is an interest in sort of two basins, if you will, sort of around the Knowlton area and around Sherbrooke as a location where people are willing to come that far to receive information, training, and network with other entrepreneurs.
Okay, and did you hear back from the program a few years ago from any of the artists?
Some of the artists have just continued to come to all of our activities, actually.
Okay.
One of them is quite involved in our planning committee. So I think that the, in terms of the impact, it's not always easy to measure, as you said, trying to keep in touch with everybody that had done workshops with us. But I think that the sort of ongoing nature of the activities and that we have people coming to fill the activities is a sign that there is a need to be filled. And something that was successful we might repeat, such as the one we'd like to repeat in Sherbrooke. So and that's sort of a long-winded answer to your question.
Oh, no, it's very interesting. I think people have to get out of that type of looking at entrepreneurs as the businessman dressed up in a suit because it's not necessarily true.
Exactly. And really, our target clientele are really sort of the mom and pop, the small businesses, the often people work on their home, on their own or from home. So they're small businesses. They don't feel linked in. As again, I said, they don't have a lot of resources to invest in this. But one of the beautiful things of the network is that there's a lot of sharing that happens.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to necessarily go through a training where you've a paid activity, if you will. You learn by talking to other entrepreneurs who have gone through the same steps that you have. They may be a little bit, you know, ahead of you or behind you. And I find people are really abundant with their and generous, I should say, with their experiences and things they've learned along the way, contacts they made, and you know, from the network, things develop. Like all of a sudden, you might have done your printing outsourced it outside of the city or out of the region, and all of a sudden, you meet someone and they say, "Oh, I can do that for you."
And that's great.
They turn to people in the network for their own services.
Okay, so it's also helps us to get involved with the services that might be in our own area.
Exactly.
Good, good.
Yeah.
Okay, very important. So the charge for this?
Well, the charge, the event next week is completely free. It's just our launch to get to know people,
okay,
get them to know our activities. Mm-hmm. Each activity is priced a little bit differently. We are trying a new format this year for our first activity. It is called group coaching. So normally coaching is quite an expensive one-on-one activity.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're doing is trying to bring the price down of the coaching and bring more than one entrepreneur together at the same meeting. So much like the networking, they learn from one another when they raise their issue. And the topic that Isabelle Ducharme, the group coach, will be discussing is management. So being your own boss, you know, managing
mm-hmm.
yourself,
mm-hmm.
managing the people that you work with, your work colleagues, and then managing operations. That would be probably one of the most costly ones of the session. It will be a series of three group coaching activities.
Mm-hmm.
Each one will be 3 hours long, so it's going to be 9 hours of sort of training, and the cost is $150. That's sort of more than we've ever charged before, and we're interested to see if people are interested in investing that much in themselves and in their business.
Mm-hmm.
But traditionally, our activities are more of a workshop format,
right,
the learning
mm-hmm.
sessions,
mm-hmm.
with, say, maybe 12 to 20 people in a room with a facilitator, and those ones are generally less expensive, sort of more like $25 or $25 to $40, depending on the activity.
Okay, and the calendar is all the activities for the next year? Or?
That's it. The calendar is
okay.
listed.
Mm-hmm.
Our fiscal year runs till April, so
okay.
I've sort of scheduled
mm-hmm.
out activities throughout the year until April, at least one a month.
Mm-hmm.
So we have actually starting on Monday, it's our first activity prior to the launch, and one of our partners we worked with last year, or I should say last spring, was Public Works and Government Services.
Right.
They
mm-hmm.
helped explain to entrepreneurs how to do business with the federal government. Often people don't think of the government as a potential client, and it's quite a big one, but there are some steps involved in making that application. So we have had part one, or module one, of how to do business, and we're having part two on Monday evening in Magog for those people that took the first training. So that's our very first activity of this fall.
Okay.
The
okay.
next, during October, November, we'll be running the group coaching activity on business management, and that will take place in Sherbrooke and in Knowlton
mm-hmm.
through October, November. December, we'll get together for another networking event, much like the one happening next week,
mm-hmm.
And invite a lecturer who will be, or an instructor who will be appearing into the second half of the year. We'll be offering a workshop in web marketing.
Okay.
And then, as I mentioned, the Krista calls it Jumpstart Your Art Career with Krista Fairchild. So that'll be in February.
Mm-hmm.
March 8th is International Women's Day, so we
mm-hmm.
thought we would take a women and entrepreneurship focus for that month.
Good.
Yeah, and then April, people are thinking of taxes, so it's going to be a Revenue Canada workshop on income tax and the entrepreneur.
Okay, so if somebody wants to sign up for one of the courses, they don't have to take the whole series
of
courses?
Oh, no,
okay.
That's right. It's mm-hmm. on a one-off basis.
Okay, and are the courses and sessions offered in English?
Oh, yes, sorry, I should have stated that before. All of the trainings, the networking, and the information sessions are offered in English.
Okay, good. Well, it
yeah.
sounds like a great idea.
Yeah.
Good.
Well, there are many, many resources for entrepreneurs across the townships. But a lot of them have difficulty providing services in English for the English entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of great material out there, but because there's not a critical mass of Anglophones grouped together, those organizations find it difficult to put resources into providing them in English. It's sort of a chicken and the egg problem.
Mm-hmm. It is,
so
yeah.
We sort of are stepping in and trying to fill in some of the gaps. And because we're quite, a small organization, but we have a flexibility built into the network where we can respond to needs as they emerge. So let's say at the networking event next week, someone said, oh, I really want to find out more about succession planning, passing my business on to my daughter, my
right.
son, or
mm-hmm.
selling it.
Mm-hmm.
It's possible we could fit that into our calendar, you know, with a bit of advance notice. So, trying to fill the gap for English entrepreneurs, providing information in English is really what we're all about.
Good. Now, the launch of the calendar taking place Tuesday, September 21st in Sherbrooke at the Singing Goat Cafe.
Yes.
And at Knowlton, Thursday, September 23rd at the Knowlton Pub.
The Knowlton Pub.
Right. Now, if somebody can't be at this session, can they still get a copy of the calendar or find out more?
They can, yes. What mm-hmm. we wanted to do was hold on to the, launch the calendar
right.
and then make it
mm-hmm.
widely available. So anybody who wishes to have a copy or have the information that's on the calendar can contact CDEC in Sherbrooke,
mm-hmm.
and we will follow up them probably with an email is the simplest way.
Okay, and that would be Don Copping at 819-566-7228 and
that's
a toll-free
it.
Number 1-866-566-7228 or by email Don, that's D-A-W-N dot Copping, C-O-P-P-I-N-G at CDEC, C-E-D-E-C dot C-A.
That's it.
Okay, so sounds like a great idea. Anything else you wanted to mention, Martha, before we go?
Just that I'm looking forward to seeing people in great numbers,
mm-hmm.
and that people can pass on the word. That's sort of the way that we have worked in the past is word of mouth, and it's an open event, so please bring anybody next week and share the information with the calendar widely.
Okay, well, that's great. We thank you very much.
Thank you, Maureen.
Bye.
Bye-bye.